Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the A New Day Show. I am your host, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, and I'm so extremely excited about the lineup of this segment today. Our first guest this morning will be joining us, or have joined us, I think, all the way from Scotland, and she's my colleague and friend, John Marlock, and I'll bring her on in a moment. Then at 10:30, we will be joined by a power panel, and my panelists will be Coco Melvin, D.A. Williams, Troy Scott, Faye, and I still need to learn how to pronounce her last name, and she will have me doing that today. And Bob. So you need to get your water, get your juice, get your notepads and pens, because you will be going on an extremely inspiring ride today on the A New Day Show. I want to also remind you that the number to call in is 646-915-8166. I welcome the people who are listening in the chat room, and for all of those who are listening via the internet, I love and greatly appreciate all of you. I also would like for you to visit the Vision Weekend Conference site, which is www.visionweekendconference.com. So we are looking for you to be at the conference with us, and we are just giving you, we are just like, you know, whetting your appetite with for these segments coming up the week leading up to the conference, so you can get just a slight idea of what you are meant for. You heard Ed Foxworth last week. You heard Jennifer Sertle yesterday. You are going to be hearing from Jan momentarily and from my power panel later on. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Jan, good morning, my sister.
Good morning, Daphne, my dearest sister. How are you today?
I am just so wonderful. Girlfriend, what are you doing up at 1 something in the morning?
Well, you know, I just sometimes I have work to do, so the clock, I just forget about the clock. I just do work, you know.
Yes.
Do you know what? I tell you what's really, really confusing at the moment.
Uh-huh.
You've already had your clocks going forward in the States, but in Scotland, they haven't gone forward yet.
Oh.
They don't go forward till the last weekend in March.
I see.
Instead of the usual 5 hours difference, there's only 4 hours difference.
Oh.
So I wasn't actually up as late as you thought.
I thought, okay, so then that explains it, because I'm saying, you know how they say birds of a feather flock together?
Oh, yes.
I'm looking, I'm saying, man, she's in Scotland and she's up that time. Then I look at my friend in New Zealand, she's up. But then I'm saying, Daphne, they're in a different time zone from you are. So now I understand fully. So welcome again. I know you are a return visitor. And
yes, thank you so much for having me back. Yes.
It's a pleasure, because I tell you, every time you're on, you add so much value, not only to my listeners, but to me as well. And I love you. I embrace you. And I'm going to tell you, girlfriend, you're stuck with me for life. You are stuck with me for life, honey girl. You are not going to be getting rid of me. So, without
I'll stick with you too then.
Thank you. And again, I'm not sure whether or not I did. I want to welcome the people in the chat room. And I'm going back and forth from my switchboard to the chat room. So if you have questions, please ask them of Jan. And I will read it from the chat room and then she can reply. So why don't you please take a few minutes to just introduce yourself to the listeners, Jan?
Okay. It was only just about 2 years ago. I woke up one morning and I looked across at my bookcase and there were loads and loads of self-improvement books on the shelf. And at that time I was an IT engineer, you know, just fixing machines all the time. And you know, I just got inspired that morning to say, well, you know, I could write a book like Tony Robbins, or I could inspire people like Les Brown. So literally within a week, I just resigned my job and I thought, this is what I'm going to be, is a motivational speaker and teach people how to think more positively about themselves. Because, you know, Daphne, we know how short life can be. And just grab everything we can, every opportunity that comes up, just grab it with, you know, both hands. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to be lying in my deathbed saying, mm-hmm. I wish I had done this, I wish I had done that.
That's right.
You know, just give it a go. And mm-hmm. this is what I like to encourage people to do, that, I mean, they are all children of God, and God has given them all these marvelous gifts and talents to use. Yes. And, you know, I'm so sad that so many people don't use all those wonderful gifts that God has given them.
That's right. And, you know, my mentor and friend, Dr. Miles Monroe, he often says that one of the richest place on the universe is indeed not America, but it's the graveyards, because there are so many unfulfilled dreams that got buried because people did not do exactly what you just mentioned. They sit back and they complain and they point fingers instead of tapping into what it is that they were created and called to do, because we are all called to travel on a unique journey. We all have stories.
Oh, yes, and this is why, I mean, God has given us these gifts, and he knows, and he's given these to us specially, because he knows that we'll be able to use these to the best of our ability.
That's
I mean, he didn't really give me the gift of being able to play the piano, but there are other people who play the piano.
Exactly.
But I've got other gifts that I enjoy making clothes and things like that. So it's really just a case of making sure you use them. And the thing is that I promote positive thinking. And the reason why I do that is to help people appreciate that, you know, they are unique individuals, and they shouldn't ever think that they can't do what they've been asked to do. Because remember, God, he's all empowering. And we as mortals, do you know what we do? We sit and we say, I can't do that. I can't do this. I can't do that. Yet God has given us that gift to go and do it. So how dare we argue with God?
That's right. And to insult him after he create this magnificent masterpiece, and we sit back in mediocrity and to insult the maker. Who dare us?
That's right. I mean, if somebody, a really, really special friend, gave you a beautiful gift, would you just grab it and stick it in the closet? No, you wouldn't. You would you would open it, you would admire it, you would make sure that you used the gift, and you would also make sure that you shared your gift with your friends.
This
is what your talents are.
Exactly. I tell you, Jan, when you and I get into conversations, girl, we are not going to stop. But we have to realize that today is not about you and I alone. So we got to include other people in this conversation.
Certainly, yes.
Let us move right into the task at hand today, the Vision Weekend Conference 2010. Thank you,
yes.
thank you so much for believing in the vision that God gave me, that I shared with you, and within 10 minutes of sharing it, you said, Daphne, how do I fit into this?
Yes, yes. You know, I believe so much, you know, in visions, revelation, and whatnot. And, you know, we sit and we just need to accept the promptings that we're given.
Mm-hmm.
And not only accept the promptings, but act on them. And, you know, that's why I thought you were such a wonderful woman, because that's what you've done. You've embraced that vision, and you've said, look, I'm not just going to think about it. I'm actually going to do it.
Yes, thank you. You know, I had a meeting with a gentleman in town on this past weekend, and he was sitting across. I did the presentation about the conference on the computer. And then
yep.
After that, we went back into the boardroom, and he sat across from me. And he looked me directly into my eyes. And he said to me, Daphne, you are bold. He said, you are bold. And I laughed
yes.
because indeed I am. Because God creates me. He tells me I can do all things. He has implanted in me all the skills and talents that I need to do whatever he allows me to do.
That's so, right. And he gives you the courage to use
courage,
them.
Courage, yes, the courage. And to know not to be selfish, because there are a lot of other people out there who are always part of the vision that God gives you. So don't sit down and look on your limitations to say, well, I don't have the skill to do this. I don't have the skill to do that. No, you don't need to be the marketer. You don't need to be the person that does the graphics design. You don't need to be the person that does the website. You don't have to be the person that manages the social media. What you can do, you can build a team around you that have all those skills that pull the project together.
That's right. And this is another reason why God gave us all different talents.
That's
so
right.
That we could all get together and work as a team. Yes?
That's right. So, Jan, when you hear the word vision, what does that mean for you?
Well, vision is always a very positive word for me. And, you know, to me, I just see it's all about designing your own future, what you
mm-hmm.
can see in front of you, you know, what
mm-hmm.
your future will hold. And
mm-hmm.
everyone can design their own future. It's
mm-hmm.
really up to us. We can't change our past, but everything in front of us, we can go along a particular path, and
mm-hmm.
we can make the appropriate choices to
mm-hmm.
follow the vision that we have in our own minds, what we want to accomplish in our lives, and how we want to help others accomplish
mm-hmm.
things in their lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, because the vision and the purpose and calling that God has called us to, it is indeed inclusive of other people.
If, oh, yes, yes.
If you are listening and you're thinking that your calling is about you, you need to go back on your knees and ask God for clarity, because if it is only about you, it is not from him, because he calls each and every one of us to help somebody else. So
yes, that's right.
You know when you're on the right track, because it is going to be impacting a lot of other people. So how do you fit into the Vision Conference? What value do you bring to it?
Well, I am certainly, I'm going to make sure that, you know, I am, and this is what I tell myself, I am the most positive person I have ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And you know
what?
I want people to come along to that conference and leave the conference and say, do you know, I'm the most confident, you know, the most positive person I've ever met. Every one of these people who attend the conference will come away feeling so much more positive, more confident, their higher self-esteem, and they will really say, do you know, I listened to that, Jan, and do you know, I was a bit worried I couldn't do such and such, but you know, I've just realized I can do it. And do you know what? I'm going to go out and do it.
You know, Jan, it's amazing you're saying that. There's a friend of mine, a woman, who we attended the church, and 8 years ago, she moved away to the D.C. area. And she called me last week. She has three children, and their ages are 16, 14, and 12. And she called me last week, and she said to me, Daphne, I call you to share something because I know you will understand. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, the next thing she said to me, Jan, was, do you remember my three little children? I said, yes, by the way. How old are they now? And that was when she brought me up to speed about their ages. She said, Daphne, those three little children founded their own social media. I said, what do you mean? She said, Daphne, they founded something like Facebook. I said, And you remember, Jan, that it was like maybe 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, you and I was communicating back and forth about having a slot in conference dealing with social media.
That's right, yes.
At the time, the Lord did not put anyone in my spirit who needed to be on that platform with the team sharing about social media because of different reasons. And I said, let's just leave that slot empty. I said, God, it's up to you. If you want to fill it, you will.
Yeah.
And when she directed me to the children's website and I saw what they developed, the Spirit immediately said to me, adults need to hear from them.
That's right,
so
yes.
I'm saying that to say that, you know, they will be at the conference, and I know they are going to rock our world because there are adults sitting down saying, I can't do this, I can't do that because the economy is doing this, the government is doing that. Oh, poor me. And here these little children are founding or has founded a global social media.
Yes, and do you know this proves that we have to be open-minded. We can't say, oh, this will be that, you know, and nothing will change. Things change on a daily basis. And there you have three children who are making a major impact on you, and they're now going to make a major impact on the people who attend the conference. And if they're doing social media, they potentially have an impact on the entire world.
Yes, Jan, because you know something? Prior to them coming to the conference, they too will be on the radio show because the radio show segments leading up to the conference is highlighting the presenters. And they will be here. So they are already in 19 countries. They are already at their tender ages impacting the world. What excuse do we have as adults?
Well, this is it, because they clearly have a lot of confidence in themselves. They have a wonderfully positive attitude. And they have that attitude saying, I can do this. And, you know, it's we as adults, we can change. We can become like children and treat life more like an adventure rather than a chore.
That's right, Jan. That's right. And that's what we get up every day. If we all would go back like little children.
Yes.
Back in preschool and kindergarten. When we go into those classrooms, every child in there wants to be the president.
That's right. Every
child in there that wants to be a landscaper. If you go back, and nothing is wrong with being a landscaper, but all those kids in kindergarten, they shoot for the highest.
That's right.
It is not until we adults beat it out of them that they give up their dreams.
Exactly, you know? Daphne. Because imagine a little boy, he comes back from school and he's 5 years old and he says to his parents that he wants to be an astronaut.
That's
and
right.
The parents think, this is wonderful. Little Johnny is going to be an astronaut. And they tell all their friends and their relatives and all that. But I tell you, if Johnny turns out to be 15 and he's still saying he's wanting to be an astronaut, people will say, no, you can't do that.
That's
you know.
Right. Oh, please. Ain't nobody in this town ever do that. What make you think you can do that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So it's
and I don't want to, you know, whatever anybody thinks that they want to be, I would give them my absolutely full 100% support. Because
that's right.
If the dream is there, it will happen.
Exactly, and that's what we need to do. So, Jen, you and I have 9 minutes in, and of course, if you want to hang around to listen to the panel, it's fine. I don't know what your schedule is like, but we have 9 minutes. Why don't you just whet the people's appetites about what they can expect of you when they come to the Vision Conference 2010?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to bring my enthusiasm and my positive attitude, which is infectious. And, you know, even just smiling to people impacts everybody so much. So, you know, if you smile to somebody, they'll smile back. So if I can show my enthusiasm and zest for life, then I would certainly hope that that will rub off on other people. Mm-hmm. But what I want to be doing is really talking about, first of all, challenges that I've had in my life and how I've managed to come through them, basically because of my ability to be confident and knowing that really obstacles are just little pebbles on the path.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do something enough, you know, you can do anything you want. You know, now the thing is, what I like to do is concentrate more on how your mind works,
mm-hmm.
because your mind is probably the easiest thing to change. You know, say if you wanted to lose 20 pounds in weight. Now, we know that that is not easy at all. And the laws of physics kick in, you know, and they
mm-hmm.
say, well, it would take you 6 months or something like that. And it really is a difficult thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But to change your mind by thinking from negative to positive, you can do that literally in 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can change to being more positive about yourself, then the things like you were worried about having to lose weight, suddenly you see these in perspective and you see, do you know, that is not the most important thing in my life. The most important thing in my life is my relationship with my family and my friends and all these things that are in my life that money just can't buy.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And people need to understand the importance of focusing on what is important to you. Because we cannot trade in our relationships for money. Because relationships are here for the long haul. And even, it doesn't mean you get on the phone every day and yap and yap and yap and yap. But don't forget how important a little card is. A little handwritten note that you can send to somebody to say, I'm thinking about you. And now in the new era of texting and all of that, we can just keep in touch with people, you know.
Oh, it makes such, it can really make such an impact. Do you know, and as you say, just a little note that really costs nothing. The only thing it costs is a bit of your time.
That's
but
right.
If you can give that to that person with sincerity, and you're genuine, and you really care about that person, it can make such a big difference to their day.
That's
do you know,
right.
It would probably make a bigger difference to them than if you just handed them $100 or something.
That's right. That's
because,
right.
You know what? What do they do with $100? They go and buy a coat or something like that.
And they
but
buy it.
That yeah. comp and it wears out. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it
whereas a compliment.
That. That's
you
right.
know, a compliment lives with you forever, you know, mm-hmm. and you always say, do you know, I can, do you know, even 5 years, I can remember 5 years ago
yeah.
that lady did such and such for me.
30 years ago, and you still remember. We have a caller, and I want to see whether or not the caller has a question for you, Jan.
Okay.
Caller, good morning. You're on the air, and your last four digits are 111. Good morning. State your name, please, and where you're calling from if you have a question for Jan. I guess
yes.
you're not. Are you? Hello, good morning.
This is Pastor Bob Hawley.
Oh, good morning. Oh, you are one of my other experts. Okay, just stay in queue where you are. So, Jan, good morning. Not good morning. Jan, I want you to just give your a closing thought, please.
I just would love for people to be able to come along to this conference because, you know, I am so excited because I'm flying all the way over from Scotland to be specially with Daphne and all the other speakers. And I know that this is just going to be such a marvelous opportunity for all of us to get together and to really make a big impact on everyone's life who actually attends. And we can really, really make a difference. So I would please ask you, do not miss this conference, if at all possible.
Good. Thank you so much, Jan. And thank you for your investment and for your commitment. Investment not only in time, but in money and skill and expertise. I thank you, thank you, thank you. And God will richly bless you for investing. And rightfully said, if Jan is traveling all the way from Scotland to be here at the conference, what is your excuse for not being here? I love you, my sister, and we'll be talking soon.
Thank you so much for having me, and love to everyone.
Thank you,
bye
Jan.
For now, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Pastor Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed, and how are you this morning?
I am blessed and highly favored. So we're waiting on all the experts to call in. I have one more on, which I'm going to bring on momentarily. And we have people in the chat room. You can also join in the chat room, Pastor Bob, if you are interested in doing so.
Yes, I'm just trying to figure out how to sign in.
I am on the air now and I would not be able to help you, so just get somebody around you to do that.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Indeed,
good morning.
You are.
Thank you. Coco, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning to you.
I am so excited about this morning.
Oh, I am too.
I am not sure whether or not you all had the opportunity of here in Jan's segment. She
oh, absolutely.
We did. Very inspiring.
Yes, very much so.
She's indeed such a blessing. And, you know, I often says that social media has been the best thing since salvation because it helps us to connect with all these magnificent folks
yes.
from across the globe. So
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
amazing.
It's powerful.
Pastor Bob, I need to tell you that you need to raise your hand when you need to talk, sir. We are still waiting on. I want to just do a bit of housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
I want to brief the people who are listening via the internet and for those in the chat room. I just want to remind you who the panelists are this morning. We have Mrs. Coco Melvin from right here, home in Connecticut, in Norwalk. And Coco, I want to welcome you.
Thank you.
We have my new friend and colleague, Faye. And Faye,
yes.
How do I pronounce your name, my sister?
Well, you know, it's Ugokwe. For those of Ugokwe. For those of you who don't know, I'm half South American.
Don't go there yet. We're going to go there.
Half West African. That's the name.
We're going to have you do all of that later.
There you go.
Ugokwe.
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 Yes.
So let me begin over. and we have our next expert is Miss Faye Ugokwe.
There you go.
And then we have Pastor Prophet Bob Hawley. So I welcome each of you on, and momentarily we will be joined by my friend D.A. Williams. And D.A. is out of Canton, Ohio. And my confidant, mentor, and friend, Mr. Troy Scott, out of Arizona. So I have one more person that just joined. Let me see who this is.
Good morning, Daphne.
Good morning. Is this DA?
No, this is Troy.
Good morning, Troy. How are you? Thank you for waking up in Arizona.
Good morning. I'm glad to be woken up this morning.
All right. So Mr. Troy Scott just joined us. As a matter of fact, I was just mentioning. So we are waiting on Mr. D.A. Williams to join us momentarily. So I tell you, we are going to be rocking and rolling today. We are going to be rocking and rolling today. So all my phones are going all around, so just ignore it. So why don't we start with Faye. Faye, would you please take 10 minutes to just introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. 10 minutes. Good glory. Well, I'll try to honor that length of time.
Okay, well, take 5 minutes.
There you go.
Good.
My name is actually Ifeanwa Ugokwe, and everyone calls me Faye for short. My mom is from Global South America. She's from Guyana, the former British Guyana. My father was from Nigeria, West Africa, hence my long and very complex name. And my mom's mom raised me, so this is the South American side, and she used to just say, Faye and all your names come, because grandma's old. I can't pronounce all of that. So that is why I often just tell people, call me Faye. I'm an attorney, and I was raised in the northeast portion of this country and in some very pivotal places for the birthplace of freedom, actually, in this country. I'm originally from Washington, D.C., raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and went to college and law school in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm a Wellesley College graduate, so I'm very dedicated to the interests of women. And previous to that, I attended a prep school for girls in Pennsylvania. So my whole life has been centered around women and women's issues. And recently I started a company a few years ago, and through my company this year I started a new activity called Pink Purse International, which is dedicated to the personal, business, and career interests of all women. It's a social networking site that spawned a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, the PPI Women of Power Hours, which is now increasingly popular. And basically what I do is help women to network and to market themselves through both the social networking site that I created and my radio show. And I am just so delighted to rise to the level, hopefully, that was set for me, the path that was set for me by the women who have gone on before me, some of which are still here. My mom is a pioneering physician, actually, and she's down here where I am. We're now in the southwest portion of this country. And my grandmother, who raised me, was a school teacher, very strong, intelligent, wise, God-fearing, wonderful woman who taught me everything that she could download into me before she passed from this realm. And I think because of these extraordinary women, my mom and my grandmother, and because of all the other women I've crossed paths with in my educational career at my high school, the amazing nuns that we had at my prep school there in Pennsylvania, and lay staff, You know, even back in my grade school years, those amazing nuns, very powerful women. I mean, these are women who were intellectuals who taught us a great deal also about spiritual life and about being a human, a good human on this earth, and about being a good woman, a good, you know, a good role model for other women. And then, of course, at Wellesley, and then at my law school even, I had some amazing mentors at Boston University Law School. That's my law school. And that just inspired me, I think, to take the career path that I have. And also, you know, I guess God then put this dream into me. I had no idea it was going to happen. And I talked to you about this, Daphne, the other day, about how it came about.
Yes, and we're not going to, I don't want you to go there now. So just
no, I won't,
hold,
actually.
Yeah,
but
hold, yeah, hold the rest of your thought.
Yes.
And at this time, I would like for Pastor Bob Foley. Bob, would you take 5 minutes to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I want to thank you for the opportunity. The I've been an indoor air quality specialist for quite a few years, dealing with helping people. But more so, my passion has been from the time I was 9 years old of being able to just hear God's voice. And it's kind of amazing that we're talking about vision, because that's what God has instilled in me from the time I was young, to be able to see things greater than ourselves and be able to rise to those levels. Mm-hmm. So since the time I was young, God has been speaking to me. I've been pursuing him. I've been moving into the direction of the visions and the dreams that he has given me. My whole goal is to help others rise up to their calling, to their destiny, and in doing so, God has been giving us the opportunity. Recently, we launched Qualifying Times Ministries, which is really all about helping people understand that we are to rule and reign with Christ throughout all of eternity. Mm-hmm. My question to the audience has always been, when does our ruling and reigning training begin? Mm-hmm. And it's so important that we begin to realize that the day we receive Christ.
Bob. I don't want you to go there. All I need you to do is to introduce yourself. We are not getting into conversation yet. So is
okay.
There anything else you want to say about your introduction?
No, let's just
okay.
Keep it simple. I'm a
all
pastor.
All right. Thank
in
you. Thank you. Yes, I know you're a pastor, and we know what pastors do. So. All right. So moving right along, the eloquent, the beautiful, the motivated Coco.
Oh, my. Thank you for such a grand introduction, Daphne, I tell you.
Take your 5 minutes, please, Coco.
Thank you. Again, my name is Corrine Coco Melvin, and I'm an artist, author, speaker, and writer, and motivational speaker, as you mentioned. Talk about gifts. My message is helping people to find success and happiness and new beginnings in their life by teaching them to embrace their God-given gifts and talents through a personal development tool I call the 3 R's, realize, release, and recover. Mm-hmm. And I got to thank God. Speaking of vision, when God showed me my vision and made it very clear to me what he wanted me to do and how I can embrace my gifts and talents, and it worked for me, I figure if it works for me, then why don't I share that with others and help other people to embrace their gifts and talents? Mm-hmm. So that is my message. I help people to...
Don't go there. Don't go there yet.
Thank you.
Listen, do I need to be... listen, you're all going to get me not being... Listen, introduction. I need you all to listen to me. I know the energy is high and all of that. I need you all to listen to me. All I need you to do right now is to introduce yourself, because we will be getting into a powerful conversation. So
yes.
In order to set the pace and to frame what is coming up, I want the people to understand who they are talking to, because too often when we get into conversation, listeners are hearing the beginning and the end, and the middle is always missing. And I want people to know who they are talking to. It's not just people who are coming to say, well, I'm successful now. We all have a story and we all have a journey. So I just want you to give them a taste of your beginning. That's all the introduction is. So moving on to Phoenix, Arizona, Mr. Troy Scott, would you please introduce yourself, sir?
Good morning, and good morning to everyone this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I guess I'm a blessed man, like everybody else, but I'm sure I got I heard some females, so I know they got some females, but we're all blessed people. Again, my name is Troy Scott. I'm the president and CEO of a company called East Cycles International. East Cycles is a multinational electric vehicle company. We have manufacturing, distribution, assembly, operations all around the world. We produce the most technically advanced high-performance electric vehicles, and I'm excited about being here. So there you go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I tell you something. Each and every one of you has a place carved out in my heart. And I just want to tell the listening audience how I am connected to each of you. And I want to start with Bob. Bob became my friend on Facebook a month, Bob, or less?
Yeah, we began to communicate about probably 3 weeks.
And I'm just telling this so that the listeners will understand the importance about relationships. And I noticed, excuse me, please. I noticed my next guest is in the chat room. DA, remember, you need to call in. So I hope you're hearing me. So we are waiting on you to call in, DA, so we can start this conversation. So, and then I noticed that Bob had the streaming program he spoke about. I listened to that 2 weeks ago, and here we are this morning because I realized the value that he brings to what I'm doing. Then Faye and I connected on, I think, Startup Biz or something, which is another network on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And am I right, Faye?
Yes, indeed.
Right. And then Faye had me on her show a week ago, interviewed me for Women's History Month, and here she is today.
Indeed.
Now, Coco and I met, when was it, Coco? 4 years ago?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
4 years ago, we were at a small business symposium put on by the state of Connecticut.
Yes.
We did not communicate again for that period of time until maybe 3 weeks ago.
About 3 weeks ago, absolutely.
And here we are today on this program. Mr. Troy Scott and I met out in Phoenix, Arizona at the Camelback Inn at a retreat I attended, and he was one of the featured speakers. Now, I must tell you that when God destined for something to happen, ain't nothing we can do about it.
Amen.
Because at the end of that that retreat, there was a cocktail hour that we left the Camelback Inn and we went to another exquisite restaurant in town. And when everybody else was having hors d'oeuvres and drinking and just having the time of their life, I assume, Troy and I sat by ourselves, and we just connected. And that's what, 5-6 years ago, Troy?
Yes, it was.
And here we are today. I mean, maybe like 9 months that we did not communicate. And here we are today. So when you start a connection, a relationship, we need to do what we can to maintain them. And now, Mr. D.A. Williams, good morning, sir, and how are you?
I am doing well, and I do apologize for being a couple of minutes late this morning. How's everyone?
That's fine. Hey. You've got lunch today's on you, D.A., so we don't have to worry about where we're eating. You're going to take us all for lunch, so that's good. That's good. Now,
D.A.,
I will give you 5 minutes to introduce yourself, but let me just finish up what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
Now, D.A. and I met on Blog Talk Radio. D.A. has a show on Blog Talk, and later on you'll you're going to hear about all the things that he's doing and the legacy that he brings to the table. And he and I just connected on Blog Talk, and there are thousands of people on Blog Talk. So for God to connect me with DA, again, this is a magnificent thing to happen. So I welcome each and every one of you, and I encourage my listeners to take notes, because you are up for an excellent ride this morning. DA, please take 5 minutes to introduce yourself to everyone.
Well, yes, absolutely. Good morning. My name is, my actual name is Daryl Arnaz Williams, but I use DA for short. And I'm originally from the Philadelphia area. I was born and raised in Philadelphia. I currently reside in Dayton, Ohio. I am prior military. I was stationed at the Air Force Base here in Ohio. Ended up getting married here and started having children, of course, and so didn't want to relocate the family. So I still reside in Dayton, Ohio. And I am a Blog Talk Radio host. First, I started on Blog Talk about a year ago. And since that time, I have actually launched Full Circle Media Group, which is a company which deals a lot with convergence media. Involved in that, I have a 24-hour radio station that I host on that platform, as well as three other 24-hour internet radio stations that I do hosting for as well. I did mention that I'm from Philadelphia. I'm actually out of a musical family.
No, don't go yet. Don't tell that yet. I'm going to give
you an opportunity. Oh, don't tell that yet. Okay.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell your stories.
Okay, well, give me 5 minutes, and I'll try to get everything in there. But
I know you are. You are pastor, too. I know you preachers. You preach every opportunity you get. So, I love you all.
Yeah, that, in a nutshell, is who I am.
All right. Okay, why don't we start with Coco? Coco, what is your story? How did you come to connect with your calling and purpose?
Well, the story goes like this. truly, I had a divine intervention, and that's really where it all began. One morning, God spoke to me, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I know some people may not understand this, but for those who do, I hope you receive my message. But I woke up one morning, God touched me so. I was running through this house, just jumping and praising and just giving thanks to everything. But after I went through all of that, God slowed me down, and he showed me a vision. He actually showed me what he had in store for me. And it was like a video being played, and he kind of slowed each frame of this vision for me to see what it is he wanted me to do. And the message that God gave me is to use my gifts and talents to help other people find their happiness and success and meaning in life. Mm-hmm. And I took that vision that God gave me and immediately wrote a book. And my book is called, my first book is called New Beginnings, Realize, Release, and Recover. Mm-hmm. Because the story of my life and the trials and the tribulations that I went through in my life and the circumstances and situations sometimes were not very good. But God showed me how to take the story of my life and turn it into something positive. Mm-hmm. And the book is really about the trials and tribulations that I experienced in my life, but how I took those down, those unfortunate situations, mm-hmm. and turned them into something positive, mm-hmm. which allowed me to use my gifts and talents and help other people. Mm-hmm. Truly, mm-hmm. that is the story in a nutshell.
Yes, and I thank you for that, because you know something? What I've just heard you say is that we all have stories, but the important thing that you just said here, and of course I'm rephrasing it,
mm-hmm.
the situations and the issues that we all encounter,
mm-hmm.
are always lessons learned.
Yes.
They are lessons learned when we take the time to dissect the situation and say, what did I learn from this? Because as soon as we learn from those situations, then we are ready for advancement and promotion into our calling and purpose. Instead of sitting and having a pity party and whining, why me, why me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad, Coco, that you took the time to let us know that. So I will be coming back to you. Let me go now to Bob. Bob, just tell us, what is your story?
Basically, I was a young man going to school, and they used to bring you to the church Wednesdays, once a week on a Wednesday. I don't believe they do that anymore, but I remember learning very little about God. And one day I just said, you know what, God, I was walking through the field on the farm, and I said, God, if you're really real, will you let me know so that I can really honor you and worship you? But if you're not there, then you probably didn't hear this. Mm. And then it was some time, by the time somewhere before 9, I was walking through the same field, and there's the glory of God right there. Wow, even in my story. God began to speak to me. And the amazing thing, the first words that he spoke to me was, he asked me the question about what I thought of the Our Father. I said to him, I don't even know it. And he began to quote it to me. And then as I was in amazement, he said, now what do you think the most important part of that story was? And I said, Lord, I said, I think I know. And I said that you're God, and everything, all honor and glory is due you. And he said, no, that's the least of what Jesus was trying to say in that story. And I said, I don't understand. And he asked me, did you ever read the verse right after it? And I chuckled. I said, God, if I don't know that, the Our Father, I certainly don't know the verse. And he quotes it to me. And he basically says this, if you forgive those who sinned against you, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Mm. And then he asked me, he said, do you know what the verse after that is? And I said, no. And he quotes it, and he says, neither will your heavenly Father forgive those who do not forgive those that sin against them. That's paraphrase. Mm. And at that point, God put something in my heart to begin to minister and begin to teach the body of Christ that the enemy has one of the most powerful weapons that can begin to come against the blood of Christ. Mm-hmm. And from that point forward, my only goal has been, God, teach me the truth. Mm. And he said this. Here was his mandate to me. If you will allow me to, if you'll step out and be a fool to the crowd, I will make a fool out of the crowd.
Amen. Okay. All right, so thank you so much for so eloquently sharing your stories. And I pray that the listeners are listening to the uniqueness in each, the beginning of each of the experts' journey. And this is to let you understand that you are special. You are unique. You don't need to be like nobody else, because God is always speaking to each of us where we are. So take note of that. Troy.
Yes.
What's your beginning? What's a little bit about your beginning? How did you get on your path?
Well, I guess I was going to share that my story still been written.
Yes, the beginning.
Well, I'm that little boy that was a little bad child and troubled young man, and about 15, 16 years old, and I was homeless, and I was that little boy that was in the laundry room. I had to sleep in the laundry rooms at night in apartment complexes. Laundry rooms are real warm. I'm born and raised in a place called Iowa, Waterloo, Iowa. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it was cold, and at night I used to have to sneak into laundry rooms and sleep in laundry rooms, and had to stay warm because laundry rooms were very warm. But anyway, I used to be scared because I would hate for someone to come downstairs, like a lady come downstairs, and she'll be startled when she finds someone in the laundry room. So that always worried me, so I slept with one eye open. And then from there, I had like $13 and like 17 cents, and I went down to Greyhound Bus Locker, and I slapped that down on the counter and said, how far would that take me? And that took me to a place called Iowa City, Iowa. And I got there, and from that point on, God has did some remarkable things in my life and showed me some wonderful things, and my story's still been written.
Yes, yes. And I want to tell the listeners that, you know, I know you will come back to hear Troy's story later on. And, you know, when I met Troy, Troy was a banker of one of the most prominent banks in Phoenix. And you will come, you will hear his story. Today we're just here to talk about vision. And this is why when I tell you that this today, God has designed a power team today. And now you all see why. You see the diversity that is sitting here at this table and the energy and the strength that it brings. Faye.
Yes.
How
indeed.
Did your journey begin?
Oh, good glory. Well, essentially, you know, having a mother from Guyana, South America, and my father from Nigeria, West Africa, they met as foreign students in this country in Washington, D.C., and had me. My mom wanted to enter medical school, and my mom's mom agreed to come from South America to help raise me. And my grandmother was a school teacher both back in Guyana, South America, under the British system, and became one here. And because of my parents, actually I'm both Roman Catholic and Episcopalian. My mom being Roman Catholic when she was growing up, and my father Episcopalian. And my grandmother took me in, raised me while my parents were in school as foreign students, and taught me the Bible inside and out, taught me all about values, taught me about positive thinking, used to take me to religious retreats. And when I was going through high school, my all-girls Catholic high school, she encouraged me to sing for the choir, our local choir at the local church that we attended. So I did that. So I was always in the church, always serving, and I even worked at a retirement home for nuns when I was little, younger, right before I left for college. And that's something that God called me to do, I wanted to do. So in short, my life has always been guided by God. I've always felt like mm-hmm. God knew exactly who I was and was speaking to me. Mm-hmm. And fast forward, earlier this year, I became very ill. I've never been so ill. There were bad flus going around here in the Southwest, and ironically, I was running around telling everyone else to become inoculated, you know, to go get their shots to prepare, ward against the flu, my mom being a physician and me being just a good mouthpiece for medicine, and I got sick. I didn't get my injection. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I had a waking vision. I was lying in bed, and I had a very high fever. And I felt something calling my attention out of my sleep, and yet I was in between sleep and wake, as we say, in the third mm-hmm. world. Mm-hmm. And I saw the outline of a huge angel wing, and in my spirit was very strongly the words Pink Purse International. Mm-hmm. And ironically, a few weeks before I had become sick, Pink Purse International came into my head. And I thought, what is that, and why is it in my head? And I'm an attorney, I'm a reasonable person. I was thinking, you know, that's just weird. And even though I serve my churches, you know, I'm a lector and I read and I'm very much in touch with God, I'm always praying and praying for other people. I just, you know, sometimes when it comes to yourself, you'll pray for others, you'll listen to God's word and his guidance for other people, but you don't listen for yourself. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to bless you and you're rejecting it. So mm-hmm. just a cautionary tale there, you know. God will seek you out, and if you don't answer the first time, he'll make sure you answer the second time. Mm-hmm. So there in my sickness, he sent an angel to put it firmly into my spirit to start this group for women, to help women network socially online, to help women through a radio show that I created around that networking site. So basically, that's a story, is that God found me, and I didn't listen the first time, but he got me the second time.
That's right. That's right. And it's amazing, you know. It keeps amazing me how unique all the stories are. And, you know, each and every one of us, we are speaking to somebody out there who will listen to this segment today or later on the archive. There is a message in here for you. Mr. D.A. Williams, would you please
yes.
tell us about your beginnings, the beginning of your story, sir?
Well, the beginning of my story actually goes back. I was around to around the age of 12 years old, and it began really with the passing or the transitioning over of my mother. My mother passed away, and I can remember very clearly, as if it were really yesterday, me kneeling down by the side of my bed and just offering a really childlike prayer. And I said, God, I know that you exist. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. But my only desire is that before I die, you will lead me to you. Mm. And from that moment forward, with hindsight looking back, I can see the hand of God really orchestrating my life. And so, you know, I kind of grew up. I was a little mischievous during my teen years. And around the age of 17, I had an experience with God through going to church. It's real interesting because I used to think that I was kind of a ladies man in my teens. And so God used a young lady to get me into the whole mindset of going to church. The young lady's mother told me, she said, well, if you want to date my daughter, that's fine. The only condition that I have is that you have to go to church with us every week.
That's right.
And so, yeah, it was really interesting. And so I did begin to attend services weekly. And God, you know, he really began to minister to my heart. And it was through that, you know, I actually ended up having this encounter with God. I wanted to really share what God had, you know, had done in my life. And I was always a talker. And so I just kind of put the two together and really felt the call to go into the ministry and really proclaim what, you know, the goodness of God and everything God was doing for people. Went on to Bible college, on to the military, and that's the beginnings of my journey.
Yes.
You know, God took me right where I was in order to lead me to him. And it was just very natural things that were occurring that God used. I wish I had seen, you know, a great light in the sky flash or something. But it was in the ordinary experiences my day-to-day journey that God began to reveal himself.
Wonderful. Thank you all so much. Now, my next question to each of you, and you can just, when you decide to answer, just identify who you are. So the listeners will know who is answering. My question is, you're all entrepreneurs, and when you hear the word vision, not connecting it spiritually, but looking at yourself, operating in your calling and purpose that God designs for you, when you hear the word vision and you connect it to entrepreneurship, what does that mean for you? And you can tell me who's going to take it and just move on so we can flow.
Okay, Coco here, Corinne Coco Melvin. When I hear the word vision, I think of clarity. Mm-hmm. And if you have clarity and what it is, what your gift is, when you have clarity of what you know your purpose and calling is, then you can take your... You can take those gifts and learn what your talents are and start a business with it. And that's what it was for me. When I got clarity of what it was that God had in store for me and it worked for me, I turned it into a business where I can help others. So for me, the word vision is clarity on what
Thank
it
you.
Is I'm to do.
Thank you. Who's next? Faye, what does vision mean for you?
Well, you know, I was just sitting here pondering thoroughly that. I think for me, vision means direction. You know, I think often as entrepreneurs, one of the hardest things, especially for most of us who started out as employees, is making the transition between thinking like someone who earns a salary and thinking like someone who has to generate for themselves. And sometimes it means you have to wear many hats, and sometimes because of that, your direction might get a little lost along the way, because you're so busy trying to earn a dollar and so busy trying to fulfill the calling that you know you have, that you get a little muddled sometimes. And I think sometimes you have to remind yourself, still your spirit, still your thought, and go back to the original message that God gave you. And that will provide for you the blueprint, the direction that you need to take to make that entrepreneurship, to make that calling successful. So that's what it means to me.
Great, great. Troy, what does vision mean to you as an entrepreneur?
It means absolutely everything to me. One of the things, and excuse me, but I'm going to have to go spiritual.
Just
for one moment, because even in the Bible it says, you know, he said, write the vision and make it plain. Up on tables that give me a run that read it. Well, that vision is everything, you know. What I tell people all the time, I tell them, if you got an idea for a business, all I want you to do is one thing. I want you to go somewhere by yourself, sit down, have a seat, grab a piece of paper out. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to write what you see. Write what you see. Years ago when I was a young man, I was in the nightclub business, and I had an 8,000 square foot, two floor, beautiful nightclub. And one of the things that I did is, like I told you, what I did was I sat down and I closed my eyes, and I literally can see everything in the dance floor. At the bar, I'd be over there. I have these type of glasses. The sound and lights would be like this. I'm dancing now as I speak. I'm dancing.
The
dance floor would be where security would be, where my DJ would be. You have to write your vision. You have to make
That's
it plain,
right.
like the Bible says. And then he that readeth, run with it. You understand what
that's
like? Vision is absolutely critical. You know, you just have to have it. So that's what I think about vision.
Yes, yes. Bob,
when you
look at, and I know you, it's challenging for you to separate spirituality from the prophetic and all of that. But when you meet a lay person out there who is thinking about entrepreneurship, and if you would guide them on the path before you interject with the spiritual piece, what would you tell them vision before you give them the spiritual part of it?
I would actually tell them that the vision is the potential and the abilities being stirred up within us that cause us to meet the needs of others, including business opportunities and potentials.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. It's, you know, it's so amazing to see how we all can just pull this together. And listeners, I want you to take notes. I also want to remind you that at any time your heart propels you to, you can call in with your questions to 646-915-8166. And if you're in the chat room and have a question, I'm going back and forth from the switchboard to the chat room. I would like for you to type it there. But please, let the experts hear from you. The number is 646-915-8166. DA,
yes.
Entrepreneurship and vision, what does that mean to you?
Well, I think from my perspective, and I've listened to, you know, what all of the panelists, you know, spoke about vision, and I would have to agree with everything that's been said. Vision to me is insight into purpose. A very interesting verse, and again, I'm kind of like the former speaker. It's hard for me to separate spirituality between what we deem as secular. They're so intertwined. But where there is no vision, people perish. You know, when there is no open revelation, when there is no insight into your individual purpose, you find yourself living a life that has no destiny attached to it. And so when I think about vision, I'm really looking at the insight to the blueprint of the design of my life to live out what it is I'm designed for. And so that's what purpose means to me. It's insight into my purpose, which creates the blueprint for me to live my life by.
Amazing. Because, you know, for me, when I look on a person who is operating without a vision, I see someone who keeps chasing their shadow. And
exactly.
As they keep chasing the shadow shifts, and then they have no idea what happened. They keep spinning around. And then because they are not connected with the clarity of their vision, then they spin off. They start chasing their shadow, and they start chasing somebody else's
right.
purpose and calling, and they start traveling somebody else's journey. So vision, you all hear, and each person that is listening and who will listen, take the time to sit down and carve out for you what vision means to you. Because as you listen to each of the experts here this morning, you see that each person uniquely explained what it meant for them. But when we look at the entire picture, we saw how they all connect. And this is what we need to do as entrepreneurs. We have to understand what we are about. Know
yes.
the journey you are called to travel. This way you don't start traveling somebody else's journey. You won't,
right.
you will no longer need to be blaming the cat, the tree, the leaves about you not making a progress. But you'll understand, I am not making the progress because I am lacking vision. And this is why God gave me the vision for this conference. So, because the focus of my radio show is on education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people, he said, Daphne, if you're going to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs, you need to help them get clarity of their vision and what it is. So I'm just being obedient. I'm just stepping out. I'm just having fun. And I am depending on each and every one of you to help me manifest this, because Father sent me on a vision and I got to be obedient. So listen, I'm depending on each of you to make this happen. Remember, the lines are open. The phone lines are open. I'm here with an amazing, powerful panel. We're having conversation on vision. My panelists are Coco Melvin, D.A. Williams, Troy Scott, Faye Orokuku. I think I messed it up, but then I'm a work in progress. And Bob Hawley. So call them in. Show them some A New Day love and ask your questions. Don't be emailing me after they're going to ask me a question that you know you should be asking them. So let us continue into our conversation. Now, as entrepreneurs, what are some investments that you had to make into the vision that God called you to, after you got the clarity of what he wanted you to do? What were some investments you had to make?
Well, I'll leave that out. This is DA. And naturally, there was some monetary investment. But I would say with myself that was kind of the least and still is the least concern that I have in terms of really implementing my vision out. I'm finding the greatest investment that I can make are the people that come into my life in terms of helping me to achieve my vision as I'm helping them to achieve theirs. So the major investment and the most important investment for me is pouring into people that are, you know, that are surrounding me to accomplish what I'm doing. So my greatest investment is people.
Wonderful. You know, so eloquently said, because intellectual capital is the only investment that does not lose dividend. It is always
that.
On the rise. Always
right.
on the rise. So every time, the investment that we all supposed to focus on is our investment in people, because we will never lose. Real estate go down, the stocks and bonds go down, but intellectual capital is always on the rise. Thank you, DA.
Absolutely. And just to add on to that, I like to say that my investment was my time and giving back. You know, sometimes you have to give back. God gives to you freely, and you have to give back to those freely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So my investment was giving back to my community, to my organizations, to my family. It was giving back what God has given me.
Thank
yes.
you, Coco. Next, we only have 45 minutes, so when I give you the opportunity to answer freely without doing a roll call, please grab it or else I'll go back to doing a roll call. So next, please.
Pastor Bob Hawley, well, for me, it's listening. If we're able to listen, we're able to hear our own destiny, we're able to hear our own dreams, but then we're able to hear the need of another. The whole idea about being an entrepreneur is to be able to find a need and fulfill it. And if you're able to listen to those around you, you'll hear the need, and God will give you clues on what to do and what your next step will be.
Wonderful, wonderful. Next.
Well, this is Faye. And I think for me, the investment definitely was dedication to time. I happen to be someone who, since a very young age, I'm always up at the wee hours of the morning, studying, working, whatever it is I had to do. But this is not without toll on the human body and on the human energy. And yet I continue to do it, and I do it because, one, it's ingrained in me. I think that's just God's formation of me. But my grandmother always used to quote to me, I believe it's a Longfellow poem, they, while their companions slept, were toiling upward in the night. And when God gave me this vision, I realized, you know, once again, I'm going to have to toil upward into the night get all of the work done that is required to honor the calling. So for me, it's time and energy.
Thank you. Next.
Well, this is Troy, and I agree with what everybody said. It also makes me think about, too, also go for me, the investment that I make is that I also go back to the vision, because what happens for me, you got to find out exactly, you know, the investment is pretty much in me, you know. Do I have what it takes? You know, do I have what it takes? Do I have what it takes to tell when I call dream thieves, when they come and try to steal my dream, or do I have what it takes when even family members don't believe in what I'm doing? Do I have what it takes? And then when I look at, again, how it applies to the vision for me, when I'm creating a vision, I create a vision for every business that I do, absolutely every one of them. And when I do that, I'm also looking for the things and the people and the type of things that I need to be successful. So inside that vision, when I'm creating that vision, I'm also looking for those things that I need. And also, like Diana said, also about making – I have to make that investment in me. Do I have what it takes? So I think that's one of the biggest investments for me.
You know, Troy, you made a statement that just segue into the next question I want to ask you. And I'm going to ask not just you, but the experts. I want you to begin with this. And everyone did answer about the investment, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's, Troy, I want you to start off with this question. When you need to select staff, people, investors, people you network with, partners, as an entrepreneur, whether it's just outsourcing what you do or something, what are some things you have on that checklist that guides you?
I'm always doing that. So I'm even doing that as now, looking for people across the world right now to join our team. And one of the things I look for, there's a couple of things I really look for. The first thing I look for, to be very honest with you, is hunger. I'm looking for somebody, not even hungry. I'm looking for somebody starving, someone that's passionate about, you know, what they want to do, where they want to go, and do they bring value to the team and to the organization? That's critical for me, and that means everybody. I mean everybody. I mean my investors. You know, had a gentleman the other day ask me, you know, hey, do you need an investor? I need the right investor. You know, I don't need any investor. You know what I'm saying? So. And everything, you know, it's about the mission. Once you identify who and what you need, you have to identify if these the right people for. Because I just don't want anybody. By the grace of God, I surround myself with winners. Andrew Carnegie on his epitaph had read, "Here lies a man who not to surround himself with people more clever than himself." I don't need to be the smartest person. I got to have those people around me. So
That's right. Because you know something? I like what you said, Troy. Because you know something? If you are the smartest person in the group you're hanging with, it's time to exit and exit fast. Because
find a new group.
you are draining yourself, plus you are preventing somebody else's growth. So frequently analyze who you're hanging with. And you look around frequently, because if you're the smartest one, exit. Exit quickly and politely. Just tell people, listen, my season here has come to a close. And I just want to stop preventing all of you from growing. But listen, you know I was with you all for a long time. And if you want me to consult on any topic, you know where to find me.
Yes.
But don't hold yourself back and don't hold others back. Someone else, please go ahead. What do you have on your checklist when you do that?
On my checklist, this is Coco. On my checklist, it's important to me that I have like-minded people. I have like-minded people that has a similar vision as mine. You know, that they can feel my passion. They have the same desire to reach, you know, to reach the goal or to reach the challenge that has been set before us. So it's important to have surround yourself with like-minded people. Right now I'm doing a mastermind group of about 11 women from all over the United States, and we are a powerful group of people, and we all bring something to the table. We all have a different talent, but our vision is the same, and because we have the same vision, we can be so powerful in achieving the goals that we have set out for ourselves. So my whole thing is surrounding myself with like-minded people.
Wonderful, wonderful. Next.
This is DA, and I have to say that when I look at people that I like to surround myself with, is I think one of the first thing is people who have a value system themselves. They are visionary. I like people that I can identify the potential and who can identify my potential. I like people who are teachable and people who are willing to teach, but I also like to have a few people around me who typically have an opposing view to everything, because I think that's important for me, because if I only have people around me who see what I see the way that I see it, there's a good possibility that something can get missed in the equation. So, you know, I like to have a few people around me, you know, who pretty much are going to have an opposing view on a lot of things, because then that will enable the rest of the team to really have to sit back and process the information that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And what that does is that it allows the team to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, because if everybody's just a yes person, you don't need them. You need people that challenges what it is that you are up to, because it helps you to say, well, never think about that. You know?
Right.
Wonderful, wonderful. Moving right along, who is next? Bob, I think it's you.
Okay, I'll go. I've just been waiting patiently. I've got a few things. It's number one, tenacity and determination.
Mm-hmm.
There are many times that we come into it, we have a dream and a vision, and you talk to different individuals, and what happens is they've got this beautiful dreams. I mean, it's like they're walking on water, and 2 weeks later, they're down in the dump.
Mm-hmm.
We've got tenacity that are able to push past the no's or the difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those that succeed are those that just keep their face to the plow, and they say they there's a determination in them that their goal is what they're going to meet. And when you find people like that, oh my goodness, you can't stop them. They're goal setters. They're achievers. That's what we need on our team.
And for me, I enjoy people who believe in what I believe in, even when they don't see it logically. But
Amen.
At the same time, challenge me to make sure that it is not about me and what I believe in.
Amen.
You know, right now I have a gentleman on the vision team, and he's an accountant, works at a very prominent bank. And when we started off with the Vision Conference, he didn't see it. But from his professional aspect, he challenged me. Everything I put on the table in front of him, he challenged me on it. But
that's
he
good.
Never lost faith. He never lost sight. And this Saturday when we met, we were having dinner at his home, and then his little boy prayed, and then he said, well, now I want to take the opportunity to pray for the conference. And after he prayed that, and before we began eating, he looked me directly in the eyes and he said to me, Daphne, at the end of this conference, it is going to be doing more for me than it did for you. Because when we started off, I did not understand what real faith is about. But he said, as we grow and as I watch you operate on what God has called you to do, I have a new outlook on faith. And those are the people that I look for around me. And, you know, I can embrace something from every one of you have said. But for those of you out there who are listening, take something away from this. Know that in the beginning when you start out, the people who are close to you, they will not be supporting you. They are going to find every reason why you should get off those tracks. But I tell you, if you need to cement your feet on that train track to take off, do what you must do. But don't quit. Because know that only you can run the race that God has called you to do.
Right.
Now, I want to go into a little bit more in depth about the work that each of you are, the service that each of you do to help to enhance other people's lives. Why don't you take between 3 and 4 minutes each to do that? Because we have only 33 minutes remaining in this segment. Coco, go ahead. I'm going to have to do roll call because you all don't stop quick enough. Coco, go.
Okay, well, first of all, I have a couple of different businesses that I do, and I can speak of one, Creative Expressions Consultative Services, which is I create and produce a unique set of tools that's a customized approach to help everyone create their happiness and create their success as they journey in life. My whole thing is about allowing people to tell their stories. You know, allow people to find out, realize that we all have stories. I use this concept called the 3 R's approach. I want people to realize that we all have a story, and some of our stories are very similar to one another. Mm-hmm. But some of us can't move forward in our life because we're still holding on to the baggage, we're still holding on to the pain, we're still holding on to fear, and things of that nature. So I want them to realize that they have to begin to release their story so that they can begin to move forward in their life. And once they begin to unveil their story, they can then begin to recover all that's in store for them. So I use that 3-step process in helping people to understand what their life story is, find out what the gifts and talents that God has for them so they can begin to recover, they can begin to live, and begin to embrace new beginnings in their life.
Wonderful. Thank you. Troy?
Well, mine is, I think this goes pretty much, goes on. Mine is I'm blessed to be a part of and lead a multinational organization that's committed to excellence and making a difference in the lives of the people, the world, the future. So that's mine in a nutshell. And you don't hear me talk about making money. You don't hear me talk about business. And so that thing, to be very honest, will continue. The thing is, that's my ministry. That's my ministry. And I'll do those things and achieve those things by the grace of God, because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Thank you. There's someone that has a little disturbance in the background. I'm not sure who it is. If you just try to to still that, I would appreciate it. Faye?
Yes.
Yes, would you please go next?
Yes, well, through Pink Purse International, the group that I formed for women, what I do is essentially allow women to be able to market themselves in a variety of ways. I've just started to launch certain programs that would enable them a variety of ways of bringing attention to the entrepreneurships they have, and increasingly, many women have side ventures that they would like to market. So they're working for someone else, but they have side ventures. And the problem, I think, that has always concerned me is growing up, I was very committed to the ideal of the hardworking person, and yet that hardworking person never seemed to get the breaks, you know? It seems that you always get the perks when you make more money. And I think the hard part is that a lot of women out there feel that they don't have the format or the platform to be able to market themselves at low cost. Even in my own legal career, I started off, interning at legal services. I mean, I've always just been committed to the idea of the poor, the working poor, the average American citizen, the average citizen, period, worldwide. So through Pink Purse International, we're going to become a branded profile soon on the radio show, the PPI Women of Power Hours, and you'll be able to sponsor a show episode. You'll be able to, broadcast your own commercial on the show through show red ads or through pre-recorded commercials, and you'll also be able to be a guest if you like. So you'll have many different ways to market your business, to market your side venture, to make sure that your calling gets fulfilled at low cost to you. So it's just very important for me to break that glass ceiling for women in the only way that I know best to do, which is through social media. So, yeah.
Thank you. We have 29 minutes remaining. So now I think we are up to Bob and D.A., right? No, D.A. went already.
No, D.A. didn't, but Bob can go and D.A. will wait for Bob.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Good gentleman, D.A.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm pretty excited because the dream and the vision that God has given us is now out of our own needs. Remember I mentioned needs. Out of our own needs of being able to get our message across to a greater community, we've developed the software and tools to be able to take ministry, whether it be a ministry, whether it be a medical field, whether it be indoor air quality, or whatever your field or your product is, we're able to bring our product now to those in need that would like to get their product out where they can stream it. They're going to be able to communicate with their audience with it in real time, live text chat. We've completed it. We're now marketing it. And we're excited, and what we're doing is using this. This is our banner, so to speak, that even if you come from an underprivileged family like myself, when you have a dream and a vision, anything is possible. And we're trying to help those that are trying to get over the hurdle of the impossible to help them make it possible so that they can fulfill their dreams.
All right. D.A.,
yes, what I am working on is really creating a platform for new media solutions in dealing with media convergence. As we all know, radio, television, and print industries actually are experiencing a number of challenges because of the technology, everything going to the internet. And Full Circle Media Group is creating a platform where a lot of individuals that are interested in utilizing the internet for media solutions can find affordable web hosting as well as the technology. And on that note, as a side note, I really need to talk to Bob about something that he mentioned. I think he may have a piece of software I'm looking for. And so I'm really focusing in on creating some media solutions, and particularly for internet radio, which is really – internet radio is pretty much at its infancy right now, but I believe that it's really positioned to provide a lot of outlets for a lot of independent artists, specifically in dealing with the entertainment industry, as well as other types of programming that may not be able to afford to be on traditional media outlets. And so in a nutshell, that's what Full Circle Media Group is all about.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you. Now, here comes the power question of the morning. For the people who are listening, what are some of the reasons you would give to them why they need to be at the Vision Conference 2010? Let us start with Troy.
Well, first of all, I have to say that because of you.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
It's the absolute truth. Like I shared with you before, I think what you're doing is absolutely wonderful. It's needed, and people will be blessed by it. And,
thank you. That's
the number one reason. Second reason is because the people out there who are already thinking about going into business and really want to understand the aspects and different things of business, they need to be there. Just like they're hearing from a diverse group of people here, the experts, panelists. These are the type of people and the type of things that you would hear, see, and learn, and it would just be—it's going to be absolutely wonderful. So, that's the two reasons they should be there for me.
Okay. Hey.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm going to second that in a different way. I believe quite fervently that whenever you are in the presence of someone who is called to their vision, that you will also be blessed. And you definitely are a woman of vision, a woman of passion, a woman who has been called to disseminate your wisdom throughout the universe. So, pardon me, anyone who goes to this conference, you will just automatically be blessed. Somewhere in that conference is a word for you, a message for you, a person for you, resources for you. All you need is to show up, and God will show out for you.
Yes.
That's number one. And number two is, indeed, you need to realize that what she has done is assemble a panel of experts for you. It's like going to a buffet, and you get to pick from all of the different wisdoms combined just for your purpose, just at this conference. So, you know, you really need to sit down, pray about it, and then get yourself your walking papers to go and make sure that you receive the blessing. Because when God blesses you, he's going to richly bless you, but he can't force you to do it. He's going to have you show up so he can show out.
Yes, thank you. Coco?
I'm just in total awe of the panel that you have here today, all the many gifts and talents and that are here today speaking on your show. You're giving people a taste of what they can anticipate at your event. And if they think it's powerful today what they're receiving here on your radio show, just think how much more they're going to get being in the presence of like-minded people, like the people that are here today. So you're allowing people an opportunity to be empowered and inspired. And I just think it's a fantastic thing that you're doing. And I just think those who are listening, be there and make sure you tell your family and friends, because it's going to be very, very powerful. So thank you for having such an event and having us here today.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Bob?
Yes.
Why does people need to come to the conference?
Yes, it's to find someone like Daphne, who's an encourager and a motivator, is very difficult and hard to find. And I'll tell you what, we need mentors like that in our life, because when the difficult times come, it's people like Daphne that we need to be able to bounce them off, and they come back and they give us that pat and they say, yeah, come on, you can do it. And they begin to give you the tools that you lack, because many people have a vision, but they don't have the tools or they don't know how to get there. This type of a conference is the conference that you need to give you the tools to get you to the next phase of your dream or your vision. And I'll tell you what, don't miss it, because the only thing you'll do at that point is you'll be talking about it where others will be enjoying it and the benefits of it.
Thank you. D.A.?
Yes, I think that the reason that the people are going to enjoy your conference so much is because of the challenge that they're going to experience while they're there. One of the keys to any type of growth or any type of achievement is to be challenged, to go outside of the box, to go beyond what you think you're capable of doing. And excuse the phrase, but I was once told, if you want to get big fleas, then you need to hang around big dogs. But and I'm not calling you all dogs. That's not what I'm saying. But I think at the same time, when people expose themselves to individuals who have the experience, they have the know-how, they have the spirit to impart that information, you cannot help but go to a conference like that and experience growth beyond your wildest expectations. So I know that the people that attend your conference are truly going to be challenged. They're going to grow. They're going to be blessed. And as a result, it will be a life-changing event. That's why they're going to go.
Right. You know, I thank each and every one of you for the kind words, and at least words of truth. Because, you know, each person that will be at that conference, not only as a presenter, but as an exhibitor and a participant, are destined to be there. Because I think I can truthfully say that this is the only conference that I know of, and I go to a lot of conferences, that has designed a follow-up alumni group that will hold everyone accountable until the next conference come around. So we are not just getting them there to hype them up. We are
right.
getting them there to design a plan that when the 2011 comes, they are not going to be blaming their successes, but they'll have testimonies. They are going to be the ones being on the panel like this, saying, you know, last year when I listened to that show, I didn't have any direction, but after I went to that conference, here I am today sharing the story. So, you know, run out there, go to www.visionconference.com and register. You don't want to delay on that. So now with 19 minutes remaining, I want each person that wants for people to contact them to please give out their information along with their website, and then we are going to return for closing conversation. Somebody, Coco, go ahead. Oh, I think we lost her. She got disconnected. Okay, DA?
Yes. Well, if people want to know more about the services that we offer at Full Circle, they can go to www.fullcircle, and circle is spelled with a K, C-I-R-K-L-E, www.fullcirclemediagroup.com, and they can find out, you know, more about our services. You can also go to wdkkradio.com. That's the actual 24-hour station, and you can get to either of the sites by going to the other one. Of course, my information here on Blog Talk Radio is blogtalkradio.com/wdkk-radio. But the easiest way to contact me is either for fullcirclemediagroup.com or wdkkradio.com. I'd be glad to hear from you and anything that I can help you to get set up. I am here to serve you. We're all about serving you.
Okay, great. Whomever else wants to have people contact them, please go ahead and give your information.
Well, my name is Troy Scott. You can contact us at eCycles. The web address is www.ecyclesusa.com. That's www.ecyclesusa.com. You can reach me personally by email at tscott@ecyclesusa.com. That again, tscott@ecyclesusa.com. Thanks.
Great. Next, please.
This is Faye Gokwe. And if you'd like to know more about Pink Purse International, to either broadcast your company on our show, our radio show, as we transition to a branded profile, to become a member of Pink Purse International, or if you would like to sponsor a show episode, you can go to our main website at http://www.pinkpurseinternational.com. www.whartonkingllc.com. So that's www.whartonkingllc.com. If you'd like to specifically read about membership, broadcast advertising, show episode rates and process, go to our blog at http://. pinkpurseinternational.blogspot.com. And as regards the radio show and the social networking site, the social networking site is at http://www.pinkpurseinternational.com. And our blog talk radio show, which is increasingly popular, is here at www.blogtalkradio.com/pink-purse-international. And I can hear myself getting hoarse, so I'm going to have to do my honey and olive oil like my grandmother recommended before my show today. But we would definitely love to hear from you.
Okay. Bob?
Yes. You can reach Bob Hawley at Qualifying Times Ministries, QualifyingTimes, QualifyingTimes.org is the webpage. And as far as the streaming tools, whether it be for a home group, prayer intercessory, CEUs, the continuing for your keeping your license, whatever it is, we have the product, and we're using it on Qualifying Times as a demonstration. Again, that's Bob at QualifyingTimes.org.
Okay. Coco, would you please give out and welcome back? I know you got dropped and you're back and thankful. Please go ahead and give out your contact information.
A platform where I allow self-publishers, people or self-published authors to tell their stories. There's so many people out there today writing books, but they don't know how to get their books marketed, distributed, or exposed. So I have a service called, if you go to my website at www.bookabookparty.com, that's www.bookabookparty.com, there you'll find out about the different services that I provide to help self-published authors get their books distributed, sold, and exposed to new readers around the world. Also, I do have a Blog Talk Radio show here, and it's blogtalkradio.com/newbeginnings. And the show is really all about helping people to embrace their gifts and talents. So if those are two places you could reach me. I also have a website. It's called Designs by Coco. It's www.designsbycoco.com. And there you could find some of the books that I have written. And you can find information how to contact me as well.
All right. So now you all have all their information. Reach out to them. Refer people to them. And just embrace them. There is no questions that they will not answer for you. The one thing I know about each and every one of my experts, if they do not have the answers, they will go find it for you, but they will by no means mislead you. Now, with 13 minutes remaining, we need to split 10 among you all, and then I'm going to take 3 minutes for closing on housekeeping on the show. I want for you all to take 2 minutes in giving your closing thoughts, please.
This is DA, and I'll start that off. My closing thought would be whatever the dream in your heart is, you can do it. It may not seem like it. Don't look at the obstacles or don't look at the thing that you feel that you don't have. Just know that within every vision, there is always the provision to get it done. The very moment in time you step out in faith to accomplish what it is you need to do, the resources, the people, the technologies, and everything else will be there. God has a way of making sure that you achieve what it is that you set out to do. Believe
in
your dream.
Thank you. Next.
And this is Troy. I would say a couple of things. The first thing is make sure you attend the conference. You have to attend that conference, and you'll be blessed by attending the conference. If you want to change your life, make some difference in your life, improve your life, you got to attend the conference. And the last thing I'll say is to says, I came on to show my blessed man. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing with sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do we meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither. So that's how it closes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Next. Whew. I told you all it was going to be powerful up here today. Next.
I want to leave this thought. I would like people to learn to begin to think outside of the box.
Yes.
Begin to change your mindset. And when you begin to think outside of the box, change your mindset, you can begin to embrace all that there is in store for you. There are so many possibilities. Possibilities are endless. So when you begin to realize, release, and recover, you can begin to live, laugh, and love.
Powerful. Next. Woo! I don't want the show to end.
This is Faye, and I would like to say you have to remember that God put inside of you many different skills, talents, and gifts. You have a certain finite time to accomplish those missions. Indeed, the graveyard is rich with people who died before they completed what God put inside of them. And how sorrowful it would be to exit this world and not to have achieved what you should have. You often hear people say that before their passing, they see their life flashing before them. Would you like to see flashing before you as you transition all the things you didn't accomplish, all the people you didn't touch, all the people that you could have helped, could have been loved by and loved, and you didn't? So now is the time. Seize the vision and get up and do what God calls you to do before your time runs out.
Woo! Bob!
Yes, the thought I'd like to leave everyone with, the listener with, is the only thing that's impossible is that which you are unwilling to dream or unwilling to try. All things are possible to those that believe.
Wow. Can I say something?
Yes.
I'm so proud of my pastors today. Man, you all obeyed the rules. You all didn't go off preaching. Man, you all pastors, you all did good today. You all just make up for all the other pastors that go off preaching. Man,
that's
DA,
funny.
DA and Bob, you all,
yes.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm going to put you all in the Guinness Books of Records. Because you know how they always say that pastors is always preaching?
Well, yes.
Now I can tell people I know two who don't do that.
Absolutely.
And listen, you know, laughter is always a good thing. And I want to take this time to personally thank each and every one of you, Bob, Holly, Faye,
Ukokwe, yes.
Troy Scott, D.A. Williams, and Coco Melvin. You not only invested in my dream and vision today, you have invested in entrepreneurs across God's world. I applaud each and every one of you for the work you are doing and for the light and value that you have brought to lives around the world. I feel this a blessing, a privilege, and an opportunity to call each of you friend and colleague. I want you all to know that I have a platform here for you that you can come and pass your message on to the world anytime you so desire. Again, I love you, I appreciate you, and I pray that God continues to richly bless you and each endeavor that you set out to do on this journey called life. Again, on behalf of the listeners and friends and followers of the A New Day Show, your guide to personal empowerment, I richly pass blessings on to each of you. Thank you for joining me in this conversation this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
thank
very you. Welcome. And for all of you who are still listening, we have 6 minutes remaining. And for those of you who like to call in the last minute, they are still on the phone. So you can call in if you want to. The number is 646-915-8166. The website for the Vision Conference is Vision Weekend Conference 2010. And for those of you who will go to the website today and register that you listen to this amazing panel, you can get a $20 discount off of your banquet ticket. Remember, the banquet ticket is for $65. But if you register today and send me an email at daphne@clarkhudson.com, we will allow you to mail your check in, or we can collect your credit card, and you can attend the banquet for $45 instead of $65 if you register today and email me that you listen to the great panels, panelists today. Again, the website is www.visionweekendconference.com. We would love to see you there. We want to learn from you, and hopefully you will be learning from the amazing panelists that we have, not panelists, but presenters that we have lined up for you at the Vision Conference. I would like for you to join us next week again, and we will have another panel. I will inform you who they will be, because I'm still working on confirming all of those. But every segment leading up to the conference, you'll get an opportunity to hear from all of the people who will be presenting on the conference. And again, I will need to reschedule Mr. Ed Foxworth III, because there was a challenge with his segment, and we need to do that over. So again, those of you who missed Ed last week, come back soon. He will be here for you. I want you to know that you were called for a purpose. You have a vision that is lying dormant inside you. We here at the A New Day Show is committed to help you ignite the flame onto that, so you can start bubbling and boiling. And for those of you who already probably are reigniting, we can help you to simmer into the greatness, the great stew that God has created you to do. Know that you have inside of you a destiny for a great calling and a purpose. Please do not ever allow anyone to derail you, but I want for each of you to follow your destiny. So long, God bless you, and stay blessed.
What's the place that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Love.
grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with his name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with his name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.